This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Luis G. Maldonado, date of birth February 19, 1968. Case ID number is 4620908. Date of examination, February 21, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from Marisa C. Inigo, M.D., dated 3/2022, and medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, dated 6/7/2021, and 7/10/2021. Identifying information, this is a 55-year-old widowed male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of advanced cirrhosis of the liver / esophageal varices / hepatic encephalopathy and metabolic disease / hyperammonemia / thrombocytopenia, comma, hypertension, and osteoarthritis of the hips. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2000, where he worked as a laborer in a warehouse for 20 years. During that time, he said he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant states, however, that those jobs were seasonal. At the present time, he lives in an apartment by himself and states that in 1995, he was on disability for 1 year, and then it was taken away from him. Allegations number one, advanced cirrhosis of the liver / esophageal varices / hepatic encephalopathy and metabolic disease / hyperammonemia / thrombocytopenia. Number two, hypertension. Number three, osteoarthritis of the hips. History of allegations. Number one, advanced cirrhosis of the liver / esophageal varices / hepatic encephalopathy and metabolic disease / hyperammonemia / thrombocytopenia. The claimant states that in 1990, he was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver secondary to hepatitis C. The claimant states that he developed thrombocytopenia, hepatic and metabolic encephalopathy, hyperammonemia, esophageal varices, and ascites. The claimant states the character of the pain is an aching, dull, and sometimes sharp pain located in the right upper quadrant of the abdomen. He states sometimes he can have sharp pains that last for 20 hours a day, and it's a pain that he has every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea 3 times per day, comma, occasional constipation, comma, melena, comma, hematemesis, comma, and severe weakness. The claimant states that he has lost 70 pounds within the last year, and he states that he's food intolerant to many foods now, and although he enjoys eating, he has developed nausea and vomiting to many foods. The claimant was diagnosed with hepatitis C but was not given any treatment for it, secondary to not being able to afford the medication. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver in 2000, and he was placed on lactulose 30 milliliters TID orally. His labs from his last hospital visit includes a total bilirubin of 1.73, which is elevated, Indirect bilirubin of 1.42, which is elevated. Direct bilirubin of 0.65, which is elevated. Prothrombin test, 23.90 seconds, which is decreased. Ammonia level, 37, which is elevated. Total iron binding capacity was 131, which is low. Hemoglobin was 9.30, which is low. White blood cell counts were 2.9, which was low. And platelets were 43,000, which is very low. His diagnosis have been confirmed with medical records. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal and temporal headaches that he had been having 2 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension, along with blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure was 142 over 89 mmHg, which is normal. He is presently on propranolol, 10 milligrams BID, but is not taking medication secondary to lack of funds. His condition is stable, but he does need to start taking his medication. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis of both hips. The claimant states that in 2012, he started to develop osteoarthritis of his hip area on the left side, but now has hip pain on both sides. He was diagnosed by x-rays as having osteoarthritis of both hips. He denies any fracture surgeries, but did receive some injections of steroids. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He's unable to sweep at this time. The claimant states that he does have a walker at home that is broken, and he presently did not present with any assistive devices. He has seen a physician at Nuestra Clinica de Valle, and he occasionally takes tramadol, 100 milligrams BID, for pain relief, which does help him. He states because of his condition, he does not do any other physical activity. X-rays of the left hip was performed in March of 2022, and he was found to have mild osteoarthritis of the left hip. I imagine he probably has the same on the right side. His condition is stable at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 50 from a myocardial infarction. He also had hypertension. The mother died at the age of 36 from heart disease. Medications, the claimant is only taking tramadol, 100 milligrams BID, secondary to lack of funds. He was on propranolol, 10 milligrams BID, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, and lactulose, 30 milliliters TID. Medical problems, hypertension, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, osteoarthritis of the hips, advanced cirrhosis of the liver, thrombocytopenia, hepatic and metabolic encephalopathy, hyperammonemia, esophageal varices with multiple bleeds, needing 5 to 6 bandings of the varices of the esophagus, major surgeries, 5 to 6 bandings of the varices of the esophageal area secondary to esophageal bleeds, comma, cholecystectomy in 2000, comma, left leg cellulitis / abscess formation in 2012. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states he smokes 2 to 3 cigarettes per week and has done full for 4 months. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but has had seizures in the past, which may have been delirium tremors. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant has hepatitis C but denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7. Weight, 205 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 3 and a half inches tall. BP, 142 over 89. MMHG, heart rate, 93 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 35. The claimant has gone from a BMI of 47.83 to a BMI of 35, indicating that he has lost substantial weight. General. This is a 55-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. Mild scleroicterus was noted, but no conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal, with especially mild cataract formation of the right eye lens. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also somewhat abnormal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs or rubs were heard with auscultation. However, there were occasional gallops heard. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Radial pulses are 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 1+ on the left side and 2+ and 1+ on the right side. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, tender, and distended on palpation. The claimant appears to be suffering from ascites. Increased active bowel sounds were auscultated. The claimant does have a right upper quadrant tenderness secondary to liver inflammation. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat depressed for the time. He did have clear thought processes, but his memory was slightly abnormal. Concentration was fair. and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as slightly decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Can you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was poor and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. Mild joint swelling, erythema, effusion, and deformity was noted of the lower extremities, and the claimant appears to be protuberant of the abdomen. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant's thoracic and lumbar spine range of motion was abnormal, and he was unable to perform those tasks. He was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but decreased in the lower extremities for the thoracolumbar spine and hip area, as well as the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was abnormal. The claimant was unable to elevate his legs and was unable to elevate his legs at all in the supine position. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength at both knees, and the claimant is only able to flex at a 90-degree angle while he's sitting. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with unsteadiness. He could not stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He has no assisted device with him at this time, but probably needs one. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were abnormal at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. The claimant has difficulty in making a full closed fist, and he is unable to pinch or pose fingers without great effort. He is also unable to flex both pinkies completely. Comprehensive metabolic panel, -normal at this time. PT, -normal. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle medium to large size objects. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both hips, where he does have some mild osteoarthritis. The claimant was unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength at plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to advanced cirrhosis of the liver with mild signs of hepatic and metabolic encephalopathy. Probable diagnoses. Number one, advanced cirrhosis of the liver slash esophageal varices slash hepatic and metabolic encephalopathy slash hyperammonianemia slash thrombocytopenia dash confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant also appears to have ascites right now and somewhat severe weakness of all his body. Number two, hypertension not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 142 over 89 mmHg, which is normal. However, it is somewhat borderline high, and he probably will need medication in the near future. Number three, osteoarthritis of both hip areas. X-rays performed early this year revealed that he had mild osteoarthritis of the left side, and he probably has mild osteoarthritis of the right side as well. He is unable to do ranges of motion of his hip secondary to severe weakness. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luis G. Maldonado.